Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, this is Paul Chappell, and I want to introduce you to Striving Together Publications, the publications ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College. Our desire is to strive together for the faith of the gospel with you and other like-minded Christians as we provide sound biblical resources for your spiritual growth. At strivingtogether.com, you will find a growing collection of outstanding books, Sunday school curriculum for all ages, conservative Christian music, outreach and discipleship resources, and many other tools for your personal and spiritual growth. You'll also find a variety of tools for your local church ministry. Be sure to visit strivingtogether.com and let us know how we can help you and your church grow in God's grace.
Regardless of where today's program finds you or what burdens you may be carrying, your perspective will change when you deeply consider the immeasurable, bountiful blessings of God in your life. Next on Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, we consider the blessings of the season. Stay with us. So often, for so many, a season of joy and rejoicing, a season of gratitude, the greatest season of the year for many, is a season of loneliness or a season of discouragement. Wherever today's program comes to you, whatever burdens you might be bearing, there are some blessings that God has given you that when you consider them, the trials, the burdens of this life really do begin to pale in comparison. Welcome to today's edition of Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program features the teaching and the preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College, all located in the high desert of Southern California, Lancaster, California. And presently, we're studying a series entitled The Blessings of the Season. We're discovering what we really do have in the Lord Jesus Christ to be thankful for. Regardless of the circumstances of our lives, God's blessings ride above all of those things. We're glad you're with us, and we hope today's program will greatly encourage your life. Before we join today's message with Dr. Chappell, I want to invite you to visit us online at dailyintheword.org. You'll find many resources on the website for your spiritual growth. And if you'll consider prayerfully partnering with us financially, if you'll send us a gift this month of any amount, we want to send back to you a gift CD entitled A Quiet Christmas with Christ. It's a solo piano CD that will greatly encourage your heart this Christmas season as you celebrate with friends and family. But now let's turn our hearts to the Word of God. Here's Pastor Paul Chappell to introduce today's message.
Today we open God's Word to one of my favorite chapters of the Bible, Romans chapter 5, and we learn about the blessings of God's amazing grace. I pray that this week will be filled with grace and joy for you and your family. And today we learn that grace is a gift from God, a gift that brings peace, a peace this world will never know. Let's turn on our Bibles to Romans 5, and let's enjoy the grace of God together.
One of the most well-known songs written in world history, if not the most famous song ever written, is the song Amazing Grace. And the song has words that encourage my heart every time we sing them as a congregation. They simply say, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come. 'Twas grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will lead us home." God's amazing grace is certainly one of the greatest gifts to be pondered at this season. And this morning I want to share with you three aspects of the grace of God that every one of us can grab hold of today. Three promises that God's grace will bring to you this season, if you'll claim them through His Word this morning. I want you to notice the text this morning as it tells us the first blessing of God's grace is that every man can have a peace with God. The blessing of knowing that we are at peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the reason that a man or woman may have peace with God is because when Jesus died on the cross, He offered justification to all who will believe on Him. We read about that in Romans 3, a page back in your Bible. In verse 24, the Bible says, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And so every man, woman, boy, and girl who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ is justified freely because of the shedding of His blood on the cross of Calvary. And we have a peace with God that is made available to us because of Jesus Christ. Now, that peace with God comes to us in two different ways. It comes to us, first of all, through a reunion that is made possible by Jesus Christ. A reunion. Some of you will have some family get-togethers over the course of the next few weeks, and perhaps even a family reunion. And some of those will be joyful, some of those will be stressful. There's all different kinds of emotions with our human family reunions. But the most important reunion that a man or woman can ever experience is when he has a reunion with God. Now, some may falsely think that that's not needed in their life, but I want to assure you this morning, everybody needs to have a reunion with God, and it is possible through Jesus Christ. Now, why do we say that everyone needs a reunion with God? We say that this morning simply because sin separates men from God. The Bible declares that. In Romans 5 and verse 10, the Bible says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, we shall be saved by His life." Now, that's a strong language. The Bible says, before Christ, we were enemies of God. We were strangers, the Bible says, lost in our sin. In fact, it says it again in Romans 5 and verse 12, right here in our chapter this morning. It says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Now, theologically, the Bible speaks here of what we speak of as the depravity of man. The depravity of man. That is to say, that from God's perspective, the human race is a fallen race. And that all have been cursed with sin going all the way back to Adam. And the reason we need a reunion with God is because, according to the Bible, we're separated from God because of our sin nature. Now, that's the bad news this morning, that with a sin nature, we have been separated from God. Sin separates man from God. But faith in Jesus Christ brings a reunion, and we are reunited with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is because we are justified. Now, notice that in verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith. So, a man separated from God may be justified. And the word justified means to declare or pronounce righteous. We are separated from God in our unrighteousness, but we may be justified and reconciled to God because of Christ's righteousness. Now, some religions say that if we think positively and if we do enough good works and if we get baptized in their particular church, then we can be justified through their system. But this family reunion is not through a system, it is through a person, and the person is Jesus Christ. Amen. We can try to cleanse up our lives, but Isaiah said that our righteousness is like filthy rags. It would be like trying to wash your car with a rag filled with grease and oil. The more you rub, the more you're going to find it's not getting clean. And someone who thinks they'll get to heaven by being a better person on their own doesn't understand the only way to be justified or pronounced righteous is to put your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the justifier. Wiersbe said it this way, "Justification is God's declaration that the believing sinner is righteous in Christ. It is righteousness imputed to our account." And so hear this morning. Righteousness is not earned on our own merit. Righteousness is given or imputed by God to all who receive Jesus Christ. And when a sinner is justified through Christ, he is at peace with God because Jesus Christ justifies him. Not only does he justify the sinner who turns to him, but he also reconciles us unto God. And this is where the reunion takes place. Notice in your notes Romans 5:10, or look at it in your Bible if your Bible's open this morning. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, we shall be saved by his life. Ephesians 2:16, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. We are reconciled to God because of the cross of Jesus Christ. And we can have a reunion with God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Years ago, John Newton, the man who wrote the song Amazing Grace, was preaching at his church in Olney, England. It was a church of England. It was a church where Christ's grace was lifted up. And as he was preaching in the early 1800s, he was up in years. He was sometimes a bit forgetful in the things he would say or not say. And on one particular morning as he was preaching about Jesus Christ, he said to his congregation, he said, Jesus is precious. And then he said a few other words, and then he said, Jesus is precious. And then a little while later, he said again, Jesus is precious. And when he said it the third time, one of his assistants came up to him as he stood in the pulpit and they said, Mr. Newton, you have said that three times. And he said, and I'm about ready to say it again. Amen. Jesus is precious. When you really understand that we were enemies separated from God in a depraved nature, and that Jesus Christ, through his shed blood, reconciles us and gives us a reunion with God, the only conclusion one will have is to say, Jesus is precious. He is the one who makes the reunion possible. But not only does he provide a reunion, I want you to see that peace with God is available because of a redemption, because of the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Now turn, if you would, to Romans chapter 3 and verse 24 in your Bible for just a moment. Romans chapter 3 and verse 24. I want you to see how Jesus Christ alone provides the redemption so that all of us can be purchased. Maybe you're like me. When you were a kid, you'd take a pop bottle or a Coke bottle into a store, maybe like 7-Eleven or maybe a grocery store. And on the back, it would say something like this, redemption, 5 cents. And if you took the bottle in, they would pay you and you would have the redemption paid. Well, the redemption for our sin has been paid by the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Now I want you to see an interesting word in verse 25 there. It says, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation. And that Greek word is the word hilasterion. It is the word that speaks of the mercy seat. Some of you might have heard of the Ark of the Covenant. And at the top of the Ark of the Covenant sat the mercy seat. And on the Day of Atonement, the high priest of Israel would go into that mercy seat and would sprinkle blood on the mercy seat. And as that blood was placed on the mercy seat, it was there a sprinkling for the sins and the atonement of the children of Israel. Well, the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ is our mercy seat, and that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for our sins. And it says that God hath set him forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. Jesus Christ is the covering for our sin. And the redemptive work of Jesus Christ is by grace. It's not something that is through works. It is a gift from God for all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. This redemption is spoken of as a propitiation or a covering for sin. 1 John 2:2, and He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now you see, the Bible says He, Jesus, is the propitiation or the covering for our sins. Some churches say if you do enough good works, your sins will be covered. Some say if you get baptized in their church, your sins will be covered. Some say if you have enough New Age meditation, you can cleanse yourself of the bad karma or the sin. But the Bible is very clear. He, Jesus, is the covering for our sin.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the covering. That's why everybody needs to put their faith not in a church and not in a thought process, but in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The question this morning, my friend, is not do you read your Bible? The devil believes in God and even trembles. The question is not do you have a church membership? The question is, have you ever turned to Jesus Christ alone and said, Lord Jesus, I ask You to forgive me and cover me and redeem me and bring me into a relationship with God the Father. I love the story of Billy Graham told years ago. He was driving through a southern state. He was driving more quickly than he was supposed to. Some of us preachers do that from time to time. We have a scriptural text for it. The Bible verse says, the king's business requires haste. I've quoted that to a few officers. It doesn't always work, but it's worth a try. And Billy Graham was moving with haste through a little southern town, and sure enough, he saw the lights behind him, heard the siren. The officer pulled him over, wrote a ticket, and back then you had to appear before the judge within a certain period of time. And so the next day, Mr. Graham stood before the judge, and the judge said to him, guilty or not guilty? Mr. Graham quickly repented and said, I'm guilty. And as he acknowledged his transgression, the judge said, that'll be $10. $1 for every mile over the speed limit. How many of you wish it was still like that? And suddenly, though, the judge looked at Mr. Graham and recognized him. He said, sir, you have violated the law, and there must be a penalty paid for the violation. But he said, I'm going to pay for the violation. And the judge took out of his pocket a $10 bill and attached it to the paperwork and gave it to the bailiff, and he said, not only am I going to pay for your violation, but I'd like the privilege to take you out for a steak lunch today. And Billy Graham often would say that was a wonderful picture to him of the grace of God. We owed a debt for our sin. Jesus not only pays the debt, He promises a home in heaven for all of eternity. Grace is the inexhaustible supply of God's goodness, doing for us what we do not deserve, could never earn, and would never be able to repay. A few years ago, I was watching a little interview on 60 Minutes. Dan Rather was interviewing Jack Welch. And some of you perhaps have read some of the books of Jack Welch, the famous CEO at that time of General Electric, a man who's had quite a career, made a lot of money. And Dan Rather said to him, he said, Mr. Welch, what's the toughest question you've ever been asked? And Jack Welch said, well, probably the toughest question I've ever been asked is this question. Do you know for sure that you'd spend eternity in heaven? By the way, thank God somebody asked him that question. I hope it was a soul-winning Baptist. I do not know. And as Welch continued, he said, you know, I didn't exactly know how to answer that question. He said, I talked about how I care for people. I've given it my all. I've tried to be a good friend. He said, I've had a couple of divorces. He said, I'm not proud of that, but I've tried to do my best and everything I could do. And he said, as far as heaven is concerned, I hope I have a shot at it. I hope I have a shot at it. Now, my friend, if you're trusting in your good works and if you're trusting in your hard work, then all you can really do is hope you have a shot at it. And my friend, frankly, you don't have a shot at it if you're trusting in yourself. But if you come to that place in your life, according to the Bible, where you realize that Jesus Christ is the covering, and you accept Christ as your Savior, then you have more than a shot at it. You have the knowledge that heaven will be your home for all of eternity. Why do we say that grace is one of the greatest blessings of this season? Because it brings the peace of God into your life. But I want you to notice, secondly, it also gives to us a place with God. A place with God. Now, I'm not speaking of heaven when I say a place with God, though that is certainly promised in the Bible, John chapter 14 and many other places, promises a place in heaven. But notice verse 2 of our text this morning, Romans 5, 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now notice this promise, by whom also we have access by faith. I want you to notice that God says, not only do I want to save you and give you peace with me, but I want to invite you into my presence and give you immediate access with me. I want to be your personal Savior, God says. I want to have a real relationship with you. And so He first of all gives us access to a place of grace. And we see that word in verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace. That is the relationship whereby we have assurance with Him. Ephesians 3:11, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. God says, now that you have that reunion settled, now that you have been saved, I want you to have access to me. I want you to have fellowship with me. Any relationship, in order to be a strong relationship, must have accessibility, approachability, and communication.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the daily radio program and teaching and preaching ministry of Dr. Paul Chappell, the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and the president of West Coast Baptist College. If today's message has been an encouragement and a blessing to you, perhaps consider going online. You can download this message in its entirety, this program in its entirety, and also recent series from Daily in the Word through our podcast or through the website when you visit us at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. I also want to encourage you to refer a friend to dailyintheword.org. Let them know about the great Bible teaching and preaching that you're receiving, and they can receive that as well anytime, 24/7 at dailyintheword.org. I want to invite you to prayerfully consider partnering with us financially this month. This is an important time of year to consider how God might allow you to impact others with the gospel of Christ. And a great way to do that is through the ministry of Daily in the Word. Your gift of any amount is so important to helping us continue this radio program on this station and others like it all across the country. And this month, when you will partner with us, we want to send you a gift of appreciation. And it's a Christmas CD, a solo piano CD that will encourage your heart, entitled A Quiet Christmas with Christ. You can partner with us online at dailyintheword.org by clicking on the donate button, or you can call us toll-free. The number is 1-800-201-7748. Again, 1-800-201-7748. We also love to hear from you by mail. You can send a letter to 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. From all of us here at Daily in the Word and Striving Together Publications, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and the happiest, most blessed, Christ-centered New Year. Before we wrap up today's program, here's Pastor Chappell with a word of greeting.
I trust the broadcast and the lessons from Daily in the Word are a blessing in your life on a daily basis. And I'd like to take a moment to encourage you as a listener and friend of the Daily in the Word broadcast to consider making a donation to Daily in the Word. We are thrilled that God has allowed us to spread the broadcast across the nation on various stations, but we always appreciate the encouragement and support of faithful friends like you. Would you take a moment sometime today and perhaps remember us by donating online at dailyintheword.org? Just find the tab that says Donate. Or perhaps you'd rather write a check and mail to Lancaster, California, a gift through Daily in the Word Ministries. We appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your support. Thank you for remembering us as we share the Word of God daily with you.
Well, thanks, Pastor, and thank you, friend, for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. I want to remind you, visit us at dailyintheword.org. You'll find a treasury of resources for your spiritual growth, including a daily devotional from Dr. Chapel, a link to the Daily in the Word podcast, and lots of other information. Be sure to check out the information on the Alaska cruise. We're headed to Alaska in August of 2011, and we would love to meet you and fellowship with you during that week on this special adventure. Be sure to consider prayerfully partnering with us financially. Your gift to this ministry on a monthly basis would be so appreciated. It would go so far in helping us to continue expanding the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ all across the country through this program. You can partner with us online at dailyintheword.org. Our toll-free number, 1-800-201-7748. Thanks so much for letting this program minister to you today. And until next time, have a great day.